The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Joined now by Paddy Cullivan, historical entertainer, who will be entertaining us all next weekend at Electric Picnic. Yes, can you believe EP has rolled around again? And it's always kind of a mixture of joy and sadness because you go, yay, festival. But then you go, it's the last one of the summer. Does this mean that summer is officially over? Well, not before people like Paddy entertain us, and he's on the line now. Hello, Paddy.
How are you doing, Dermot?
Very well, thanks. I can't believe it's not Ireland is the show.
That's it. Yes, I'm going to be closing the Leviathan stage in Minefield at the Electric Picnic at 6 p.m. on Sunday, the 18th, with my new show about a future United Ireland using AI imagery, song and all the rest of it. I project what the future of Ireland's going to be like. New anthem, new capital, new flag even. It's an exciting, fun comedy show, but it's got a lot of serious underlying intent.
Yeah, what led you down this path? Because you've had such a varied history, obviously, in comedy and music, and you've got this real passion for history.
That's the problem, Dermot, is the varied path, as well you know. It's kind of like I've started as a musician with the Camembert Quartet, but doing satirical music. Mm. We ended up being on the Late Late Show band for 10 years. We're still going strong. That's par for the course. We still do tons of work that way. But I got in 2016, you know, the whole centenary was happening, and there was an awful lot of what Dermot Ferriter called ahistorical, B, I won't say. And I just decided I got to get in there because I'm really interested in history. I did comedy like yourself for quite some time, but I found I could never really concentrate on the comedy. I found it very difficult, you know, but once I picked a subject, like a historical subject, like the death of Michael Collins or the death of Wolfe Tone. And I turned these shows over COVID into the murder of Wolfe Tone, the murder of Michael Collins. And I found I could do these long form comedy shows with music, with graphics, with imagery, all the stuff I trained in all my life. So I basically put everything I do into one thing, which is what I now call historical entertainment. Now, as I did these shows across the North last year, I did Wolfe Tone last year, and it was amazing. Lots of Protestants and Presbyterians are coming to the show in the six counties to learn about 1798 and the Protestant Wolfe Tone. And there was all these discussions about a future Ireland, what it was going to be like. Brexit had changed everything. And I just decided I have to do a show about the future, not the past. And it has to be an optimistic future where we get rid of our identities, get rid of our identity politics and create a brand new Ireland. And so that when we wake up, it'll be called, you know, we're going to wake up going, I can't believe it's not Ireland. And in other words, the new United Ireland will not be the old Ireland with the North lumped on, but a brand new place. Now, you know, Neil Delamere said I robbed the title off Patrick Kilty. But seeing as we're paying his wages now, that's fair enough, Dermot.
Well, just to jump back for a little while, what maybe, you know, are the things that you uncovered in your searches and research in terms of Wolfe Tone and Michael Collins that maybe we don't know or maybe the history books don't tell us?
Well, I did a lot of original research. I had a lot of time over COVID, as we all did. And I found, you know, no more than yourself, you find that there's an Irish way that we love our stories. And we fall in love with our official histories and our official stories. And the stories of Béal na Bláth, where Michael Collins dies mysteriously, even though there's no evidence, there's no inquest, there's no inquiry, he doesn't even have a death cert, there's not even a bullet from Béal na Bláth, there's no forensic evidence. We blamed a guy called Sonny O'Neill for years. I did some research with the help of others to find that his right arm wasn't working and he'd never trained as a sniper. So all this stuff, I dug all this up to make this really entertaining and really kind of roller coaster of not just kind of farcical stuff, but also the very serious thing behind our stories that we believe that aren't really true. Also that Wolfe Tone might have done away with himself in prison. I looked deeply into that as well. I went back to original newspapers, original research, and found out, no, he was probably killed there. So that's what these shows are about. They're about, I suppose, no more than yourself doing, you know, your mindful stuff. I'm trying to get Irish people to transcend how they think about themselves and how they think about their history and how they think about both the past and the future.
But it's difficult sometimes when you feel like maybe, you know, our state and local authorities seem in a hurry a lot of the time to bulldoze significant places from our history. I know you're very passionate about architecture as well, because I did go to see one of your live shows on that subject a few years back. You know, and you mentioned, is it Carlo, that there was a building there that's been replaced by a supermarket?
But listen, Dermot, you come from Limerick, the home of the mega shopping centre, like where it's like it's we took Carlo Jail, and where 3,000 people were in prison in 1798, and turned it into a shopping centre. Frascati House, where Lord Edward Fitzgerald grew up, was turned into Frascati Shopping Centre. Moore Street, where the battlefield site is they're attempting to turn that into a shopping center. We basically like turning our historical sites into shopping centers. Even in Kilkenny, they found a famine grave with 1,000 people and they built a food court on top of it. So it's we're mad. I call it greasy till iconoclasm. We seem to want to kind of bury our history under retail.
Mm. Well, I guess that, and then that fast becomes the only culture you have, you know.
Well, it is. And I mean, it's kind of rich to me that, you know, one of the great United Irish leaders, you know, there's English shops sitting on top of it. Now, I don't mind that. But my point is that we seem to, in Ireland, we want to not forget the past far easier. And I don't mind that. But we, you know, you need to remember the past, but don't be obsessed with it and don't let it define you. But certainly don't get rid of it.
Mm. Can you talk us through what Mindfield is like for anyone who hasn't visited EP? Maybe this is their first time. Maybe they've never actually spent time in that part of the festival because it's so big. This is actually going to be my first year there. So I'm intrigued to find out what's it like well. Yeah. How would you describe Mindfield to someone who hasn't done it before?
Well, you know, you take a music festival and then you take everything that is a music, like poetry, actors, art, panel discussions, politics. It's all the brainchild of the great Nisha Nunn, who, you know, in the early 2000s set up the Leviathan Political Cabaret. David McWilliams presented that cabaret, and then I was brought in as a third wheel, as a kind of satirical element. So I'd write a 20-minute musical about the issues of the month. And that grew eventually into being asked to, you know, not only just to perform at Electric Picnic, but then for Nisha to put together an entire festival called Mindfield. So it's full of incredible stages, you know. You'll have everybody at it from, you know, you're doing the podcast stage is called Ah Here. So you'll have yourself doing your mindful podcast with Blind Boy Boat Club. You'll even have Mary McAleese there being interviewed. You'll have, you know, lots of comedy. I think all the Salon Do Chat, which I love from Limerick, which is people come in and they're given a menu of subjects to talk about in the morning. And you come in whatever state you've been from the whole weekend and you chat about whatever subjects are on the menu. There's just lots of really interesting stuff, especially Marty Mulligan's poetry stage, the word stage, Marty Mulligan from Mullingar. So you're going to have live poetry all through the weekend as well. Theatre, Irish language. It's brilliant. It's a great place to go. Some people go to the Leicester Picnic to spend the whole time there. You know what I mean? Mm. And maybe pop out to see a band. But
it also gives you the sense, if you have been sort of leaning into the more debauched end of the weekend, if you spend 20 minutes over there listening to some very important historical conversation, you think, okay, that's it. I've ticked that box. I've put some of those surviving brain cells to use. Now, back to the debauchery.
And now for the salty dog. Yes, I know. But you see, it's great for that. Yeah, it's brilliant for that. I mean, I have performed to people I don't even know if they're alive. I see shades on their faces. I don't know, but they seem to be enjoying themselves. I don't mind if the audience is alive or not, as long as there's an audience. That's the most important thing.
Well, I think that's one of the lovely things about a festival like Electric Picnic are those mood changes. You know, I've performed like yourself, stand-up comedy there over the years. And you think on paper it shouldn't work because there's, you know, sound bleeding in from other dance tents and there's no proper walls and people are drifting in and out. But actually, it was lovely just to see, you know, tired people in need of a laugh sitting down on the grass and going, okay, I'm totally with you on this. And, you know, and those kind of mood changes are really nice to experience as a punter, but also as a performer.
Well, exactly. And of course, again, comedy is, you know, that you're changing the molecular and chemical balance of human beings by making them laugh. You know what I mean? And what I love about the whole Mindfield thing, the whole comedy stage, everything about the picnic is just that people come down and they just let loose, as you say. Now, luckily, it's 2 weeks earlier than normally is. Normally, it's the first weekend of September and it's horrendous because you know that the first day of school is on that Monday if you stay down on the Sunday. But it is about transforming people, bringing them to another place, you know, just... Again, the mood changes. That's what it's all about. And it's fantastic for that. So you get a real kind of artistic experience, but it's great fun as well, you know?
Mm. And speaking of fun, I mean, I think that's one of the great secrets of what you do is adding laughter into important topics. And it opens people up maybe to exploring topics they might have written off as dull or are not for them. You know, laughter and humor is such a great tool for just opening people's minds to new subject matter. Come here, tell us about your tour dates before I let you go, because that's how you pay the bills.
Exactly. Well, I'm doing a massive autumn tour. Obviously, I'm doing the Murder Michael Collins in Cork on the 22nd of August in the PAV, which is the anniversary of his death. So I'm really looking forward to that.
You're the show, obviously. You're not murdering Michael Collins. I think somebody beat you to it.
Well, Although I've been accused of it by John Moynes, but yeah, fair enough. I've been murdering him for 3 years now. But and then, of course, I'm bringing I Can't Believe It's Not Ireland all across the country. A big date in Dublin is November 13th in the Laughter Lounge. So I'm really excited to be doing the I Can't Believe It's Not Ireland show there to a comedy audience. And of course, go to paddycullivan.com for all my dates. Okay. I'm doing a ton of shows all over the place. So come on and believe it, you know, and believe it or not, you laugh, but there's a lot of optimism in it. I really think in the world now we need optimism over despair. And that's what you're going to get at this show.
Thank you, Paddy. Got to go. You can see Paddy doing the show, I Can't Believe It's Not Ireland, at EP. Thanks for chatting to us this weekend. Paddy, best of luck with it all.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.